You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz. As of today, just over 22 million people in the U.S. have filed for unemployment due to the crisis spurred by the coronavirus pandemic. And this means an unprecedented number of people are counting on state unemployment benefits to stay afloat. But the influx of traffic to unemployment benefit websites has been too much for some state systems to handle. Here's one Takeaway listener who called in to share her experience filing for unemployment last week.
Hi, this is Mayor from North Carolina. I was furloughed 2 weeks ago in North Carolina. Due to site crashes, it was a couple of days before I could successfully get through the unemployment application process. It's impossible to get a live person on the phone, however, and while you can email questions about the process, you're not likely to get a response given the tremendous burden that office is experiencing.
Keep calling us about your experience filing for unemployment at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Last Thursday, The Takeaway spoke with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, who addressed some of the issues with his state's unemployment system, including the fact that it runs on a decades-old coding language called COBOL.
We've put, among other calls to arms, out for COBOL programmers, which I never thought I would hear myself saying. But listen, we are catching up, and folks have been frustrated because the spike in unemployment in New Jersey was like it is in many places in America right now, record levels. Folks rightfully want to have the phone picked up. They want the website to work. We are slowly but surely chopping through all that.
New Jersey is far from the only state struggling with outdated software for its unemployment system. McKenna Kelly, a policy reporter for The Verge, reached out to state labor departments for a recent investigation and found that more than a dozen have unemployment sites that run on COBOL. I asked McKenna to explain why states are struggling to find COBOL programmers to strengthen their unemployment systems during this crisis when millions are out of work.
COBOL came into fashion in the 50s and 60s, and a lot of those programmers are retired. So when it comes to trying to fix these systems later on, it's very difficult to get those people, A, to come out of retirement, or B, to have them teach new coders how to use the language.
So what are states then doing? Like, how are they finding people to help work these systems, given that there's such overload, given the people filing for unemployment on systems that rely on COBOL?
Right. So for one example, I spoke to the folks at the Colorado Labor Department. They only had one person working on their unemployment systems before the pandemic hit. Now they are bringing one more on. There's also organizations like this group called COBOL Cowboys in Texas that is a bunch of older COBOL fluent programmers, and they help governments and private industry find these coders for help in times of crisis as well.
And why? Why have they not gone to something more modern?
Upgrading a system like this takes a lot of time and money, and the return on investment just really isn't that great. It also has to do with budget priorities. In state budgets, modernization has not been a priority, and the federal government has continued to make cuts to modernization over the past 25 years.
I mean, I imagine that even more modern systems could still be overloaded by the huge influx in traffic that we've seen in recent weeks because of the unemployment numbers. But what are the specific weaknesses that you found for the unemployment systems that run on COBOL?
COBOL has been modernized too. There has been an updated COBOL language, but still a lot of these systems exist on this very old COBOL pre-modernization language. So A, that language does not pair well with modern infrastructure and hardware. So when I spoke to the folks at COBOL Cowboys, one of New Jersey's problems was that they only had one processor running, and it was difficult for the language to adapt to more modern or stronger processors in order to compute all of that data that they're currently receiving.
You mentioned New Jersey. The Takeaway spoke with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy last week, and he's put out calls for COBOL engineers to volunteer and help out with his state's unemployment system. Have the volunteers been coming forward to help New Jersey and other states?
I'll tell you what. Over the past 24 hours since my story has been up, my email and my Twitter DMs have been filled with either retired COBOL programmers who are looking to volunteer, or even younger programmers who are looking for resources to learn the language in order to help out. Now, I don't know if there's a coordinated effort to get them into these governments, but a lot of people are really excited to try and get to work.
Is there anything that Congress can do at the moment to help prop up some of these unemployment websites and these unemployment
systems? Last week, President Trump kind of signaled that he was interested in including some infrastructure language in the next stimulus package. So in that, Congress does have the opportunity to appropriate some money for modernization efforts across the country, because these are the systems that are delivering that extra $600 in unemployment benefits, and they're getting all this money out to people. But when the systems are crashing, it's hard to get that money into the hands of people who need it most right now.
And do some states have modern systems that are efficiently processing these unemployment claims?
From the states that I have spoke to that have updated, it didn't seem as though they were facing the same kind of problems that the older systems are. Some have already updated to Java and other coding languages. Others are using a kind of Java and COBOL pairing in working towards modernizing. The folks that I spoke to in Colorado, they were intending to update their system in a month or two. So this pandemic kind of hit at a very odd time and in an unfortunate time for the people trying to access it.
So will some states now try to update their systems midstream here while they're in the process of dealing with all these claims?
That's what we have to see. But when you hear folks like Governor Murphy and other government leaders in states all across the country, they really are feeling the pressure. And I think this crisis, unfortunately, may be what pressures them into updating these systems, even though people have been calling for this for years.
So people have been sounding the alarm about this before the pandemic, and now finally the rest of us are realizing what's going on here?
Right. I mean, unfortunately, in a lot of issues in government, things don't change until they break or they're facing some kind of crisis. We might see the same reaction here.
Things don't change in government until they break. I think I'm going to remember that phrase. Thank you very much. McKenna Kelly is a policy reporter for The Verge. Thanks so much for joining us.
So great to hear from you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.